Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Victor Delta test Bay Hotspot. CFA FBD calling to Q to Q to Q to Q calling to Q to Q Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Victor Delta.
Station calling, this is NAWRO Macomb County. I can hear you audio wise, little digitalization. Looking at the dashboard, it doesn't quite look right on the dashboard, but come back again.
And a, can you say that again? My radio was turned down. NAWRO, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Victor Delta. Are you out there?
Yeah, this is NAWRO, Macomb County. Kilo Fox 8, Fox Victor Delta. Good copy over here. Just looking at the dashboard, I'm not sure if you got it configured right, but I can hear you.
My name is Zach, and I've been fighting it for 2 days now, trying to get it set up. I've built it myself out of a Raspberry Pi 4, and I finally got my radio to connect to it. So I was just wondering if how it was sounding. I'm not sure if I have all the settings correct or not, but at least I'm getting out there.
Yeah, I copy. Audio is received. We just came from class last night on this, so if you got a pencil to copy, if you go to the mi5.cc website, that's mi5.cc, look for the DMR heading, and then go to the last heard drop-down. And if you see you get to the last heard page, you can look at your stats, and it might help in troubleshooting.
Roger. I'm actually going through Brandmeister's network right now. I actually found the Mi-5 statewide one talk group through there. But yes, I will definitely look out the website and see exactly what's going on. But thanks for the advice.
NAWRO. Yeah, certainly, no problem. They do have a specific, and I'm not good at Brandmeister, but they got a specific site for Brandmeister that they like you to use. But, yeah, good enough. Like you said, signal is received. It's readable. So NAWRO, I'll be clear after you.
73NARO. This is a Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Victor Delta, clear.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa testing.
88MP. This is NAWRO Richmond. Copy. How do you do? 88MP. This is NAWRO. Dave, it's Tim in Richmond. How copy? Negative copy. NAWRO will be listening.
NAWRO, this is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Do you copy?
Yeah, I got you that time there, Dave. NAWRO here. Good morning. You must have been busy programming.
Good morning there. I think it's Tim. Is it correct? Yeah. I've been tinkering with this. I downloaded the code plug last night off the website, dropped it on my radio so I could compare it to what I've been doing. Looks like I've been doing it right. I just didn't have the Mount Clemens repeater in and just wasn't getting on when other people were on. But the thing's sounding good now. It's my first contact other than the parrot on Mark. So thanks for coming back.
Yeah, no problem at all. It was a good class last night put on by Jeff, and I'm on the dashboard now, and, it takes like 10 seconds to drop in there. But I see you are on the Detroit, and you have the good numbers like he was talking about. You're like, it doesn't go higher than 103, but you're normally in the 90s and 0% loss. So it looks like you got it. You got the T-shirt. I'll mark you down on your task book. So looking forward to having our meeting on Tuesday there. And we'll see if we can't get you on the roster. Back over to you.
All right. Appreciate that, Tim. And yeah, it's nice to get things working here. It's 8 o'clock now, so I gotta clock in and start work. But appreciate you chatting, and we will see you Tuesday, 88MT.
Copy that. NAWR clear. Have a good day.
NAWRO.
Good morning, Wally. Nice class last night.
We had a good time. I think a good time was had by all.
Looking at the sign-in sheet, looks like we had 20, I guess. 20 or so. 21 with the boss.
I was impressed. Hey, I like to tell you, you know what we got to do? We have to post a picture or two of our breakfast in New Haven. And I also have to go see him about making sure that we have that Sunday reserved. So I don't think I'll be able to do it today, but it is something we have to do.
I thought John already posted those, but let me go over to the page and take a look. And then you mean making sure that the venue knows over there in New Haven, right?
Yeah, we need to confirm that.
Copy that. Also had an early morning QSO with the other potential new guy who was a legacy member of our group in the 90s when it was Aries. So Dave and I and probably Mike, and you're welcome too if you want, but 7 o'clock MISD next Tuesday is when we're going to meet with him.
No, 3 is fine. You know, I think as long as we got 3, we're good.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, the minimum is even 2. 2 is fine, but I think it'll be 3. And then lastly, I should be getting word from MSP either today or early next week, and we should be good to go with the backgrounds. So looking forward to getting that done, too.
I love it when a plan comes together.
All good. I'm going to coordinate next month's training now. See what Mike has in line, or if not, I don't know.
Well, Cliff, I think that's his name. We could get the HIPAA class going quicker than we would like to. He said he just needs, 2 or 3 weeks notice. So if there's nothing on the books, we could do that.
Yeah, we probably should pitch that idea to Dave and Mike and John gets back from vacation, our training manager. I know that's a priority for him. So, and then I don't know if he wanted to throw in, I don't know if he's going to throw in CPR or something, but he wants to do that as well. So we'll do that. NAWRO, back over to you.
Yeah, I want basic CPR, I guess, BLS, and then another one that I want is AED.
Yeah, it's on the site already. He wants those two and then first aid as well. Now, there's a possibility those could be the same class, but first aid, AED, CPR, yes, the new CPR. So,
yeah, I'm not sure on that one either way, to be honest with you. I just know what it used to be, and it took an hour or two just for the CPR, but maybe that's changed because I know the way you'd go about it has changed since you and I have done it.
Yeah, that's what I have heard too, so I don't really know enough about it to speak about it, but well, whatever the boss wants, that's his area, and with people like you letting us know what might be the best, you know, it's nice because it looks like we're getting two new members right now, and then the third's in the wings, so we're good.
No, I was happy, so it worked out. You know, like it says, last night after chatting to that guy, I go, okay, this is a no-brainer. So, yeah, we're in good shape all the way around. I'm happy with it. Like I said, we'll just need to talk to the people that actually teach the classes and see what they say for time, you know, and find out, you know, it used to be Rescue Annie, and I'm not even sure if that's a thing anymore.
Yeah, I think I was telling you my experience in, I forget what it was, EMTA or EMT1 class, but that's so many years ago. It was the Recording Annie, and man, you had to get those compressions right. You just didn't pass if you didn't enough. And then a different topic, that one, the other guy, he did check in earlier this morning. I think I mentioned that he's got his DMR programmed correctly, so that looks good. Class already produced one that got the code plug in. And then at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, I checked somebody out. Must have been on Brandmeister. And I still got to understand Brandmeister a little bit more when it shows on the dashboard, because my understanding is if you're near a repeater for MI5, you should use that. It would be better, I guess.
Yeah, well, the other thing is with Brandmeister, you can go on an MMDBM, and I'm not sure if you've messed with that yet or not, but basically it's an all-star node, but for digital stuff. And then they have a DB switch that a lot of them are fond of. That's what John was messing with last night. It was a neat toy. But I'm kind of a person that weighs the less conversions you do, the better. So I have an MMDVM here in the house. I don't use it that much. I think that I use it when I talk to the guys down in Georgia. But for around here, I don't use it at all. And that's what Brandmeister is. So it is, for all intents and purposes, via the Internet to their system. And it goes in, goes out. So it works remarkably well, but that's what Brandmeister is for. But if you really want to see what's going on, their dashboard is by far the, you know, if you want to check out to make sure that the right time slot, right, you know, we saw last night, and then that's the way. And I did hear that guy playing with his radio last night. He was throwing some carriers, which is fine. I know what he was doing. He was figuring things out, which is, I'm fine with that because we've all done it.
Well, the guy that was on Brandmeister earlier this morning, Dio, is from the Grand Rapids area. So I thought he might be from, like, I don't know, Traverse City or someplace that there's no tower. But he could have got into Byron Center or Grand Rapids. It's two ways of doing the same thing. But if there's a tower by you, I'd say use the tower.
Yeah, that's what I do, use that. But, like I said, if, you know, we didn't have all of these resources, there's, for the most part, you wouldn't know how I was coming in. You know, I could be coming in on Brandmeister, and without you looking, you couldn't tell.
Not sure if you got the last. Are you going to be local today, Wally, or you got some trips to make?
I have to run down to, I think it's Wayne. I can't remember the name of the community. It used to be called Mark Chevrolet. I have to run down to there. But if I leave here in half hour, that should be a pretty quick run for me.
All right. Sounds good. I'll probably be doing some desk work today. Don't plan on really leaving, so the radios will be on. We'll see where Tom gets to go today. Sounds good. NAWRO, I will clear after you.
Okay, short and sweet. WABD.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I heard you guys talking.
Hey, good morning, Darren. I just the person I wanted to talk to. How about if I go ahead and print out your task book, and then I can approve the 100, 200, whatever you did. And I'll get it over to you by the next meeting. NAWRO, over to you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. I'll take care of that. It just seems more efficient that way because I already got it queued up, ready to go. So, and get a nice little sleeve for it and all that, and your new general ticket. So we'll set you up. All right, I'll get back to it then, Darren. NAWRO, I will be clear after you, sir.
It kind of seems a little bit better that at least we get it printed out and get it moving forwards again. Thank you again for printing it out and filling it so far.
Yep, no worries. I'm glad to help. NAWRO, I will be clear. Have a good one, Darren.
Thank you. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
FACDQ, listening to Statewide 1. KFACYO, Justin.
KFACYO, you're coming in loud and clear. I'll update my Papa, Detroit.
Hey, I appreciate the report. It seems like I always get that side of the spectrum. We are located in Grand Rapids.
Very good. Very good. It looks like you're a little bit far off the repeater. You're coming in at about a negative 110 dBm, and you got a little packet loss.
I've been just barely making it on the input over here. I've got a couple different sites that usually roam.
All right. Good talking to you. I'm on the road, so I got to pay attention here as I go through some traffic lights. But 73, 88 MP.
88 WOJ on Statewide 1.
NAWRO, NAWRO from KFA-DPZ.
Good morning, Cliff. Go ahead.
What's going on, Jim? I was listening earlier, but I was busy. I heard you and Wally talking about HIPAA training and CPR and all that stuff. And so I went and talked to Anna right quick about it. And she would be good with showing up in March if that's what you guys want to do, you know, on March 19th. Or, you know, if you don't want to wait for until April, that's fine, too. They said the only thing she needs is just enough advance notice to make sure that she's got that night off on her schedule, that they don't have to work in the swing shift or afternoons or something like that.
Well, I copied that information. I will relay it to Dave. So as of right now, you think she is available on the 19th schedule-wise?
Bounced it off her. She said, I was thinking March. So, yeah, I told her the date, March 19th, for Thursday of the month. So it looks to me like she's good with it. She can make sure she has that time off.
All right. I understood. I understand. So I will run it by Dave, and I imagine he's got to run it by Mike. But I do know that training is high priority for him. So we will advise. I appreciate it. Thank you much. NAWRO, after you, sir.
Not a problem at any time, you know. You guys are happy to help. She even started studying for her tech license, believe it or not. She was trying to surprise me with it, and I got frustrated by terminology, so I found out. But one other thing before you run off, because I still got a few minutes here. Do you want to try and do the simplex right quick from my place to yours? I'm at home, just like you.
Oh, yeah, I've been wanting to do that. Which one would you like to try, the 441?
It's fine. I've got them both programmed here, so if you want, we can just QSY after that one right quick.
All right. I'll QSY 441, and if no contact, we'll meet back here. NAWRO QSY.
KFA-DPZ QSY.
KFA-DPZ from NAWRO. Negative copy on simplex. Cliff, you back over here? NAWRO.
I'm back. I'm thinking I saw what I did wrong. Do you, what time slot do you have? Are you transmitting it with?
So I think this is where Wally said it actually doesn't matter. So, but nevertheless, mine is programmed for time slot 2. On both the 446.5. and 441. Time slot 2, both are color code 1. Talk group 99.
It looks like I did all of that right. They were just too far apart to be able to hear each other straight up, which would surprise me because here, right now, on Statewide 1, I can hit the Novi repeater and it's 34 miles from my house. You're only 18 miles from me.
It is a little odd.
behavior. It, when it works, and when it doesn't, you know how that is. It's digital. So I'm thinking while he's working today, that maybe on the weekend sometime we could do kind of a relay. I'd get to Wally's house because I can consistently get to Wally's house, and then Wally should be able to for sure get to yours. So, yeah, let's just put that on deck as something to do in the future there.
Sounds like a plan to me. All right. I've got to get scooting because I got someone to be in a few minutes. So with that, I'm going to say 73 is to you and all the good numbers, and hopefully be talking to you later on today. I'm going to scoot on out of here. AFA-TBZ, clear and monitoring after your final.
73's Cliff, have a good one. N8WRO, I'll be clear as well.
N8HAP, N8HAP, from N8WRO.
Nothing heard. N8WRO, clear.
WADD. Hey, Kim.
N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, I didn't mean to blow them off, but I had a work phone call. I have too much stuff to do, but what I got to do today is important, so I can't really blow anything off.
Yeah, no problem. I caught that. I just jumped in and, you know, just double-checked his call sign. All is good. He is new. So, always like to help those guys out, like you did.
Yeah, well, I asked the leading question. He's from Plymouth, so he's of no value to you or me.
Yeah, I don't know. He's still in the D2 area, right? Just not for Macomb.
Yeah, how would you like to join the secret society?
Bofangs are us.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of those floating around. You know, they don't sound too bad, actually. I can tell when somebody's on one on an analog channel, there's a heck of a squelch tail, so the bursting doesn't work right. Because I've been doing some research on squelch tails and lots of different readings and everything else like that. And you know, it's up to the guy doing the transmissions for the squelch tail. That, you know, trying to get rid of it on your end is a little bit more difficult. But all that reverse stuff and everything else like that and the 120 phasing and all that, that's on your end.
It's in the menu. You can turn them off and set the 55 hertz tone.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with you trying to eliminate it on your end. Read this big, long article about it. When you're transmitting, you're telling the repeater to stop, and then the repeater stops. That's how it works. But if somebody's just sending something straight to the repeater and you let go and the repeater does it, the only real way to kind of fix it is get your squelch a lot higher. You didn't show up last night, you bump.
Yeah, my wife got a migraine, so it was kind of one of those emergency things where all the stars were all aligned, and then, like, she had to lay down for a bit. So I go, I'll take the kids. Don't worry, I can go to the next one. I already know DMR.
Yeah, I learned a lot, though. I got to say that. I had a lot of pointers. If there's a video of it, I'll get you the link to the video. You're on FBI, right?
No, I never got rejoined to that one. You can send it to me privately, or if you want to rejoin me to FBI or whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, as long as Sean's okay with it.
Yeah, I'll ask. I'm the administrator of that one. I'll private DM you the link. You can watch the video. It's pretty good. Jeff did a pretty good job. Some of it was boring, but a lot of it was pretty good. He was talking about the C-Bridge and how it works and what talk groups go where and how it's divided out. And so a lot of it was pretty informational. Hey, Kim, I'll hand this to you. I can copy that link and send it today, right?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. It should be a Zoom link. John was going to get it to
Jeff, too, our Jeff, Skywarn Jeff.
I was getting a bunk, color code free. So, but yeah, that we'll get you a link and that way you can watch it. An hour long, hour and 10. So, it was worth it. So, we all enjoyed it. It was a good meeting, all in all. Yeah, and what we have, 20, I think, last night. So, we had a pretty respectable sized crowd, too.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I look forward to watching it. And the nice thing about the video is you can watch it in like 2x, like skip over any pauses.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So other than that, what have you been up to? How's work going?
work is an interesting thing. I'm semi-retired at the moment. I'm in between things. We'll just say that. I can tell you more in detail later.
Okay. I thought you guys were in hot demand. I thought there was kind of a shortage of those types of skill sets.
Thanks to AI, it's disrupted things. AI is a big disruptor, and the one thing that's disrupting is the one thing that got me into trouble. So. It was kind of stupid. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that. There's a long kind of story to it, and more than likely it was being planned internally, and things happened. So yeah, I'm kind of like on the I'm applying places and things like that, but I'm in between gigs right now.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. It's always, you know, every time that, you know, even in our company, a lot smaller, a lot more blue-collar workers, but it's always a whole bunch of events. You know, we've never really, and it's kind of like it escalates a little bit on the company part, a little bit on the work part. I get it. And then boom, 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 and then all of a sudden, poof, somebody's got to make a decision. So I understand how all of that works and the whole ballpark. So I think the entire time we did it, I think there was only one guy we ever fired instantly, and he had a drug problem, and they were chasing our van, somehow the cop got a hold of me. It's kind of a funny story, and wanted to know if we had GPS trackers in our vehicles, and I said, oh, yeah, and I was on the phone with him, telling him where the car was going, and blah, 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 everything else like that, and he was one of the few that I ever had to, like, let go immediately. And it's, dude, you're outrunning the cops in our van. I said, come on. So we had to let him go right away. He's actually pretty good about it. He had a drug problem. He admitted it, too. He says, well, I just can't get this monkey off my back. I'm sorry, and I understand. And I go, okay. So, you know, I was expecting a violent brawl. It really wasn't. So it was just one of those events that happened. But for the most part, it's usually step one, step two, step three. You know, it usually escalates to something like that. Mr. Tim, I don't want to leave you out of our enlightening conversation.
No worries. Just doing the office work. In fact, I posted the sign-in sheet on the leadership channel there on Discord. So what did we actually have? We had 21... total, including Dave, plus two, I think it was two, Fred and Mike on Zoom monitoring. So it's a pretty good turnout.
Ron, I saw a total of five on the screen. It said five participants. Does that count? Well, we only had one, so there were two that were there that I don't know who they were.
There might have been some others on the Central Michigan side I didn't know about, but that doesn't matter. It is what it is. I had Mike and Fred on there, and I didn't know who the rest were. So no big deal. Still a good turnout.
Yeah, I like the way we do it. Keep it closed loop. And I just publish the video afterwards. That's the way to do it. Dave, go ahead. We're going to do another breakfast again the second Sunday of April. every even month, every second Sunday, right, to Haven. So make sure you put that on your to-do list.
Yep, I saw it like April 12th or somewhere around there. Yeah, that was fun. I really liked that place. The food was really good. It was my daughter's birthday that day too, so we kind of killed two stones with one bird. But first watch was where we were gonna go, my daughter says like I like this place better than first watch, and I'm like, wow, okay. We'll go here next time. But yeah, no, as far as the work stuff goes, I honestly don't think I did anything wrong. I think I scared some people in the fact that I was ahead of the game and it was threatening them. So it was one of those things. So it is what it is. I will land on my feet. I've known this was coming, kind of prepared for it, and I've got savings, so I'm okay for a little while, but do want to anxiously get back to work, so there you go. So over to Tim, KFES.
Oh, I wish I knew it was your daughter's birthday then, and we would have sung or done something or bought her a cake or something. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I do like that place as well. I like that long table in the center. And there was some ideas about bringing it up to Richmond. And there are good restaurants here, but they don't have that long table thing. They're kind of small, and it's going to be hard to get a big group together. So I like what Wally's doing there every second month, and it's right there. It's not that far. So those that can make it. If not, yeah, no big deal. N-A-W-R-O, over to Wally.
Yeah, we went through a couple recessions now, right? We had the dot-com bubble ended, and then we had the 2008. Then I kind of think there was a COVID bubble, too, a little bit. And then now there's this. This is the AI bubble. You're going to see, watch the AI space. There's been a lot change in the last year. And I think it's just going to keep on going. There's actually a congressional hearing going to happen in March about AI and the Chinese. The Chinese are basically trying to, give away AI for free, kind of trying to, screw up our market. So, but the U.S., I honestly think the U.S. has got the upper hand here. We just have the better stuff. I have been playing around. That was one thing I get to do with all this time off. I get to play with all the things I never got to play with. And I honestly think the U.S. is in a better position. But we shall see how things go. I'll go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, you're bringing up the AI thing. My son Ben's in Tacoma. He's partners in a flight software company that does training. He's got some contracts with the Navy and one of their services, Air Force and Navy, I believe it is. And, he has the same warnings about AI. Of course, there's pluses, one can argue, but he's really concerned about how it's growing exponentially and how it's going to change the landscape of IT. So, nothing. Guess we just wait and see. NAWRO, go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, where's it? Oh, I don't know if it can go. My partner, the president of the company, he is in love with ChatGPT. Anytime he doesn't know what to do or whatever, he's got that premium subscription of ChatGPT, and he asks it questions. And he has it great documents for him and all the other stuff. He's enamored with it. I mean, he actually thinks he takes more advice from ChatGPT now than he does from the other two partners. I mean, myself and Dave. So it's just amazing. And then the other question, Dave, before I forget, do you still listen to 927 KC8LTS repeater? It's kind of standalone right now, and I got a 900 radio, and I can hit the repeater. I just want to hear, see if you still listen to it. I know you said you were able to hear it. WABD.
When the scanner is running, yeah, I can hear it. I don't have the scanner running at the moment. If you need to test something, I can fire it up and see if I hear you.
Yeah, we can do it some other time. Like I said, I went to analog because it does say, and I haven't checked it with TJ, but it does do analog, and I can hear it ring up. I can hear the squelch and everything else of that nature. So I know I can hit it analogly, and I know it was connected to the rest of the P25 system. But I had heard TJ working on it 2-3 weeks ago, and he thought he had a problem with the wireline card. So that's fine. Anyways, what do you think of, back in our original subject, what do you think of ChatGPT?
It's one of many. It's one of many in the toolbox, right? So there's Gemini, there's ChatGPT, there's Grok. There's so many of them. They're all pretty much about the same level now. I think they're all, you just have to pick one. That you're like, I've been rotating around them. I'm using, like today I'm using their, Codex product, which is their coding stuff. And they're all good. They all have their pluses and minuses. But as far as like if you're just talking and getting questions, I think ChatGPT is really cool. Like you can talk to it and it will have like a conversation. Gemini has added the same stuff. One thing I really like, you know, one thing you need to try with this, like, if you want to learn any subject, okay, just go in and say, I want to learn about X, right? And it will walk, it will, like, step you through it like you're taking a training course. It will, like, walk you through, like, here's this, and then, like, you know, now that you understand this, I'm going to walk you through. It's, like, really cool for learning stuff. I think it's, you know, if people tap into it correctly, I think this is a, you know, it'll level up people, you know, make people smarter. And that I look forward to that. I hope it doesn't make people dumber. I hope it makes people smarter. I'm cautiously optimistic, though. Go ahead, Tim. KFAS.
Yeah, I copy that. That's what we're hoping for, right? And on a related note with AI, my son and his wife was in San Francisco for a vacation recently. And he did a short little video. He was in the back of an Uber. And then you just kind of move the video around to the front seat. There was no driver. It was a driverless car. And I'm just like, no, thank you. That's never going to be me. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for that. But it will happen. I do think it will happen. And you know what I'm really surprised about with driverless cars and everything else? Right now we're using sensors. I mean, my wife's Subaru's got so many sensors on it. Sometimes I can't stand to drive the damn thing. I mean, it is just bat crazy. You know, and then that if you're sitting there and not paying attention and the car in front of you takes off, it tells you that too. But what I'm surprised, and this is kind of like just a Wally idea, you know, you run wire down the center of the road, okay, and emit some sort of signal. I don't care what it is. And that's how it would keep the cars centered, and it wouldn't be based on cameras looking at the white lines and GPSs and things of that nature. So that part of it scares me a little bit. But the eyeball sensors, oh my gosh, that's freaking amazing. Because if you're coming up on a car tube, I'm a slow driver anyway, so she's more aggressive, but if you're coming up on a car too fast, it starts telling you if you don't hit the brakes, it will. So, yeah, that technology's quite there. Dave?
I think that's Waymo, right? W-A-Y-M-O, Waymo. Those are the ones they have out in California. You see videos of, like, when the power goes out, like, the Waymo cars don't know where to go. but I always think of, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, Total Recall, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he gets in the Johnny Cab, and he, like, rips the Johnny Cab out of his socket, and he takes over with the joystick. That's what we need. But as far as autonomous vehicles, I would like to see them where, like, if you wanted to borrow a car for a while, where it would drive to your house maybe autonomously, and then you get in and you could drive it. I could see me doing that, as long as I get to control it.
So, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, when I saw that. I said, it's a Johnny cab. You know, Arnold should be in there. But you take it to the nth degree, then for those that might be able to afford a $500,000 motorhome, right? So install that in there. And then I got family in Florida, so go to sleep in the back, wake up in Florida the next day. I'm never going to do that, ever. I mean, you know, I won't do it anyways, but theoretically, I just won't trust it all the way to Florida. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, you could be going down a mountainside and not even know what happened. I can understand that. Yeah, I agree with you there. At least in our generation or lifetime, I don't foresee it, but I do foresee it, you know, in the next generation or two, that I do believe it will become mainstream and it will happen, you know, that I kind of foresee, you know, even like my Alexa thing. I mean, my whole house is Alexa. It turns everything on and off, and you used to have to say to it, like, Alexa, turn on the television. Alexa, turn on the living room lights, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now all I have to do is walk in there, and you can, all you have to do is say, good morning, Alexa, and it turns on the television and the small light and the light in the kitchen. So it's actually listening frontwards now rather than waiting for the command. So that thing is starting to become AI, too. You know, it's just like... every once in a while, I'll be talking to Marion about something, and, you know, it's kind of like that movie, Not Him, you know, with Franco, whatever his name was, you know, where they were using Kaley Keiko's voice in the background, and every once in a while, I'll be talking to Marion about something, and Alexa will pop in. She goes, do you need my help? I mean, that thing is like, it's always listening, and it's listening more AI-like every day. But if
yeah, I'll have to talk more about AI. I got to jump out, unfortunately. But, yeah, I know I like the new Alexa. I know some people don't like the new one where it's a little bit more smarter, gives you a little bit more answers and things like that. And instead of it telling me that my dog is like, that food might not be good for your dog, consult the doctor, it actually says, this is why it's not good for your dog. And that's the information I want. I was like, tell me why it's not good for my dog. Don't tell me it's not good for my dog. Check my doctor. Check with my doctor. So, yep, lots of stuff. But, yeah, anyways, I got to go. I will listen out, though. If you want to mention a little bit about your new radio there on the final there, I will. I'm curious what you think of it. So go ahead, Tim, and then over to Wally, and then I'll be out. KFAS.
All right, have a good one, Dave. I will jump out myself, but I'll listen out to Wally. NAWRO, clear. Go ahead, Wally.
Well, for a while there, I was having buyer's remorse and the scan routines and things of that nature, but it has a nice scan routine. It just took me a long time to get used to it and figure out what I was missing. And I'll explain that to you next time I chat with you. The only thing that really, like, kind of I was a little disappointed in is, yes, it is all three protocols and all four bands, but this is, and I didn't know this when I bought it, go from P25 to DMR, it kind of does a soft reboot. It takes about a second. And because of that, when you set up scan routines, you have to have like all P25 and all analog. Then you can set up another scan routine that does all DMR and analog. You can't set up a scan routine that does P25 and DMR. Well, Viking now does have one that does do both of those, but that radio is significantly more money than this. Kate says they're going to have it fixed. Viking says they'll never get it fixed. And I'll give you the rest of the updates later. Take care.
W8BD, KIA.
Go ahead.
I just caught the tail end of you explaining about some radio doing P25 and stuff like that. What kind of radio are you talking about?
I have a Tate ATM 9900 radio. It's a commercial radio that does both, or all three actually. Four bands, three protocols. Not all. There's more than three, but it does 25 DMR and analog.
Ah, very good. Well, I'm talking to you on a radio that does NXDN DMR and analog, so it's a tri-mode radio too. It's the new amp. It's actually one for ham radio, Anytone D890.
Yeah, there's a lot of customers that are, you know, clients or front line that are buying that radio, and I heard a lot of good things about it. I have one guy that, a friend of mine that is using it as to help work with radios. He's a Kenwood technician, and he actually bought one of those so he could just, you know, send signals to the radios to check them, you know, after he does all the lab work. And he bought it just for that reason, the NXDN. So what else? That might be the next one that we see floating out there. That's kind of what we need, is another digital protocol out there. We've got DMR, we've got Fusion, we have P25 to some extent, and now we're going to have NXDN repeaters popping up all over. That's what I call. You watch. Bridgecom is going to start putting out NXDN repeaters. I can almost guarantee that.
Yeah, I think you're right. That could very well happen. Well, I've got about a dozen DMR radios, and I try to buy, you know, if there's something new that comes out that intrigues me, I'll buy it and try it. And I bought this one, and I got to tell you, hands down, I like this one way above any other DMR radios I have. The one that I liked before this one was the Anytone 878, and but this one does so much more. It isn't just the addition of NXDN, the aircraft fan, which I really like to listen to, and the fact that it has some features in it that I've never seen in a DMR radio, like audio leveling. It's called ERC. So where you get multiple people on DMR, say, for example, that have one has more audio than the other, and the other one's lower audio. It levels them out, so it's like an automatic gain control for digital. And it also has auto control for microphone gain and things like that on both analog and digital, which I'm in that mode right now. And then it has a noise-canceling feature for digital that you can cancel all background noise. And so I can turn the TV up way loud and talk into the radio, and nobody can hear the TV but just me. I like all those little features. Kind of cool.
Yeah, the RX auto leveling, that's kind of cool. I'm a big Motorola poof, and Motorola had those, I think it may have screwed up. Motorola has that RX auto leveling feature on their XPR radios, and yeah, that is nice. This radio, I thought, had it. I must not have it configured right, because when I was listening to Tim and Dave, we were just talking together, it was, like, super loud for Dave and real quiet for Tim. And I'm thinking to myself, this radio is supposed to fix that. So I might have accidentally untagged something. So, but yeah, that RX auto leveling. So my guess is when you were listening to the last three, I don't know where you wouldn't have noticed, but where I came in on the mix.
I caught the three as one was signing, and then went to another guy, and then to you, and they're all the same. I mean, I didn't hear one louder or quieter than the other. So which I like that feature, whereas my other DMR radios don't do that. And, you know, you got to play with the volume control sometimes. And but one thing on my other ham radios, like my old Fusion radio, my FT5, which has aircraft band in it too, and my FTM300 does, and then my G-Star radios do. And but this receiver in this one is way hotter than those others on the aircraft band. Surprised the tar out of me. Plus, it also has satellite feature in it too, which I didn't think I'd care for. But last week, I worked the space station with a rubber duck in my driveway and blew me away.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, I'm gonna have to tell our Dave, Lion, you gotta wait for that radio to come out in the mobile version. That would be tempting, that radio in the mobile version, because it's got all those features in a ham one. That'd be the answer to any amateur guy that, you know, was interested in it. So, but yeah, NXDN, I thought, now that one was odd. Okay, and I get, you know, like P25, I don't think that's proprietary. It might be. Maybe somebody knows more than me, but, you know, I'm surprised that nobody's come out with that. Because that's the other flavor that's around here. Fusion, I guess. Fusion is, you know, the problem with Fusion, at least in my mind, I mean, I think Fusion's great, but the problem with Fusion is you have to have a Yaesu radio in order to do that. Where are you talking from, by the way?
Yeah, I got a lot of skating questions. WAB.
I think you said, where am I talking from? I'm in Hull. Just sitting in my house right now. And, the problem with Fusion, you're right. However, I have an M1KE, which is a Shark, another Shark device, that does Fusion and does DMR, does P25, does NXDN, does All-Star, does Echo Link. It does, I don't know, a couple other modes. I don't even know where they are. And that thing is like a Swiss Army knife of radios. But it's a completely different kind of, it's not really a radio. It's nothing more than a Shark RF with a microphone and a speaker. And it's very good. I like it. But, you know, in noisy areas, it doesn't have quite the audio like this 890 in my Anytone 878. I actually was talking to somebody who was out for a walk last summer with my 878 and walking by a wood chipper, and I could still hear. I had to put it up to my ear, but I could still hear the other people just fine. So it's just, it was unbelievable. And I can't do that with my Yaesus or Icon radios.
Yeah, I'm actually almost radio poor. I got lots and lots of them. But when I go traveling, the one that I always throw in my bag is the 78. So that would be the reason for the 890. We'll sell the 878 and then get the 890, so I have it in the bag. So, but for going on trips, we're going to Florida next month, and forget what else she has planned, but I always take that one, because what I like about the Anytone is, like, it's easy to program. You don't have to rethink. You just remember. It's, I think I was talking to somebody about that yesterday. The thing is just so intuitive. It's a great product, and it's solid built. I mean, you got that thing in your hand, and you feel like you purchased something.
Oh, no question about it. And if you'd like the 878, you'd love this radio. And the beautiful thing is all the accessories, batteries, and everything are all the same for the 890. In fact, if you look at the 890 and the 878 side by side and don't pay attention to the color of the case, you can't tell the difference. They're identical. Now, the one thing about the battery on this, and you can also get it for the 878 too, is the battery not only works with the drop-in charger from the 878 or its own drop-in charger, but it also charges from USB. So you just take any standard cell phone adapter with USB-C and plug it into the bottom of it and charge it up. And you can also charge it while you're using it. So if you're in the car or whatever, you have the battery eliminator, you can just plug it into a 1-amp cell phone charger, and off you go.
Yeah, I kind of like that. That's a cool thing. Oh, man, I just made a mistake. Oh, I'll figure it out. So, all right. I'm going to let you go. My name here is Wally. He calls WABD. I'll listen for you to finish out, and I got another bunch of driving to do after I get done with this project, and I'm not sure how long this project's going to take. So you have a good day, and check me your call and your name, please, again. So I'll try to remember it. Take care. WAB.
All right, Wally. Yeah, the name is Rod, Roger Ocean Dog, and the QTH is Hal. You know, it's over here. I don't know where you're at, but over here between Detroit and Lansing, so out 96. So good yakking with you, and look forward to maybe catching you again. WAVVKIA 73.
73.
N-A-W-R-O. N-A-B-E-R.
N-A-W-R-O here. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hello, Tim. Good afternoon. I need to get in touch with Hot Apple Pie. I can't find his website on QRZ. I was talking to him last night. He said he's got radio for Wyatt. And I want to take his email and pass it on to Wyatt. Or, you know, give Wyatt's address to Joe. So how do I get it, over?
Well, actually, update on that. That's already been done. Wyatt sent an email to our website, the info email on our website. I ended up forwarding that to Joe, and Joe's already made contact. So they're already ahead of the game.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I sent Wyatt the phone number and our website information. I sent that to him last night. So good. I'm glad that went through. Oh, that's good then. Everything's working out okay. All right. So how are you doing today, Tim?
Yeah, actually, that did work out really good. Thanks for helping with that because you started it and it worked out fine. Yeah, doing good. Well, I tell you, I did go for a walk out there and that weather sure did change. It's back to winter again, eh?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I got the house thermostat set to 68, and both Vicky and I are sitting here freezing with hats on and everything. It seems so cold. I just can't. It's just going right through me this year. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's from the weight I lost or what, but it's just going right through me. Welcome back to winter.
Yeah, I know my house is a little on the older side, and we did an addition on it, which is the modern, where I'm in now, where the shack's at, but the main house was built in 36, and there's still not enough insulation in there in the walls. So you get a windy day, a cold, windy day like we're having today, and that's when it cuts right through. And, yeah, you get that chill inside the house. I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, maybe you can pump some of that insulation, that foam insulation in the walls and drill holes and then pump that stuff in there. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, that's on a certain list. It's called my round to it list. I've got a lot of those.
All right, Tim, we'll let you get round to it. I'm going to go, I got all most of my chores done. I'm going to go work for a little while. My Ed Pong Super J Pole dual band antenna. My stuff all came in from Amazon, and I got my twin lead in from Ham Radio Outlet, and I'm going to go to it.
Nice. More energetic than I am today. All right, Brian, good talk. Talk to you soon. N-A-W-R-O, I'll be clear.
All right, what do you say, a call sign? N-A-B-Z-R, we're clear.
Yeah, I'll be right, Katie.
W-8-F-U, digital, around the globe.
What globe are you around?
Or I can say, W-8-F-U, digital, for her pleasure.
Wow. I have so many things to say about that, but I'm not.
Yeah, I know. They generally don't like the digital. Now, I just was over on GMRS, of all places. I wanted to see if the UHF GMRS machine in Mount Clemens was still up and running, so I curd-chunked it and got in a small conversation there. Then when I got done, I figured I'd call out here. Haven't done that in a while, seeing as it was a hot topic. I figured, let's jump out there.
Yeah, but you didn't go to the specialized high-intensity training by Jeff. SWR. And I should ask him about my certificate. Don't I get a certificate or something, or a diploma?
Oh, man, there was a specialized high-intensity training? Oh, man, is that going to be something that gets uploaded to my profile?
Yep, and your little box is not going to be checked.
I'll go get it. There's a checkbox to be had. I'm having it.
There you go.
All right. Well, I guess you can take the online course.
I was looking at some of those ones, you know, they're not required or anything, but like CPR and all that stuff, I'm thinking.
Do you want to do those? I don't know. Do I? Nah. Well, the reason for those is you don't have to, and it doesn't matter, but those are the classes that we are brainstorming about, you know, so every month we're going to do something, nothing in depth, you know, but, and it's not required, it's not mandatory, it doesn't mean anything as far as, you know, you're going to get kicked out, but, you know, so those are the ones that we plan on doing over the course of the next year. So that's why they're there. We plan on doing a CPR class one night. We plan on doing a AED class one night. We plan on doing a HIPAA class one night. You know, we're going to bring in a bunch of volunteer instructors, you know, professionals, people that are in the business, and we're going to do that. So that's why those little boxes are there.
Oh, no, I get it. No issue with that, but it's a challenge staring me in the face going, you know, don't got it, and I'm like, oh, you rat. It's a temptress.
It is, because, you know, you got to get those little square boxes filled out, so, you know, and it's actually a good thing to do. I mean, you know, even not for any kind of deployment or anything, but, you know, sometimes it's nice to know that stuff, you know. Just, I mean, even CPR now, it's become a lot, aside from the physical aspect of it, it's become a lot less challenging versus the way they used to have to do it. You know, you don't have to get sucky face with anybody anymore, have them puke at you and things like that. So a lot of that stuff is a lot less challenging. These new AEDs, they're pretty easy. One pad on the front, one pad on the back, and hit a button. So, you know, so that kind of stuff. It's all basic stuff, you know, and the minute somebody gets there better than you, you step back and say, I'm out.
Well, it'd be good to know, you know, I mean, if you're gonna, you know, be doing this kind of stuff, it'd be good to know who your people are that have those kind of trainings if you need it. So, you know, and if you got, you know, half a dozen people in your organization that have it, you know, and, you know, if you can look at the beginning of the event, like if it's a run, like a turkey trot or a bike run or something like that where there's physical exertion and there's some potential for, I mean, there's always a potential, but, you know, in particular, like in a run or something like that, you know, at the beginning of it, okay, who do we got here that has, you know, experience with this and that? And say, oh, okay, we got two guys. So you immediately know, and, you know, where put one of them guys at the finish line.
Yeah. It's usually the guys at the finish line that don't need it. This guy's in the middle of the run. I didn't say that. But, yeah, it'll be a good thing. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is, like, it brings up credentials. So, you know, when they ask you to do things like that, you can say, what do you got? You can go, okay, I can give you three guys that know this, two guys that know that, you know, 10 guys that know this, you know, things like that. So, you know, it brings value to the organization as well, I believe.
It very well could. I've always said it's the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. So you guys are definitely working on building it. And, you know, so in the get it out there phase and, you know, get it used. All right, anyhow, I'm not far from home here. You can see it right up ahead here. I'm going to be back in my drive on the next transmission. Probably do breakfast tomorrow, but I guess there's a, not a guess, I know there's a, the Livonia swap is tomorrow morning. I'm very, 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 very small chance I might go. I'll think about it. But is that? Do you think I'm talking on my phone? No. Okay. There's a cop. I think kind of funny if he's going by me. Think I'm talking on my phone. weird way to hold my phone, if it's my phone. Anyhow, I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm just going to go to breakfast, so other than that, no real plans for tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. It's my grandson's birthday party, and it's in Lansing at the science fair. He's kind of a dinosaur freak, which is good. He knows all his reptiles. So we're going to do a little 2.5-hour drive to Lansing and walk around the museum, of which I'd rather do anything but. So we're going to do that, and so I'll be out of town, but we'll be back Saturday night. So you take care, and we'll chat later. W-A-B-D.
Okay. I am here. Oh, the grade of the road, I think. All right, catch you later. No, you ain't up to you.
What? No dinner talk.
Huh.
Alpha, Delta 8, Papa.
Yo, Foxtrot 8 to Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone there?
I'm here, Dan. What's up? Hey, BZR.
Could you please repeat the call sign again?
This is N, November 8th. Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. It's Brian, the guy who was sitting next to you last night. I changed my call sign, KEA-ZRI. Over.
Cool. Well, I guess that means that I need to update the database on my radio because it still has your old call sign, which doesn't surprise me. I never updated it before, so whatever. I'll figure that out. How's it doing over there? Or how are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm building me one of them Ed Pong, 300-ohm twin lead J-poles. I'm working on it right now. So I'm just getting ready to solder it. When you call, the soldering iron was just heating up, over.
That sounds cool. I never really found directions on how the heck to make a J-pole, an Ed Pong style J-pole or whatever. I've only ever seen the steel or the copper pipe style J-poles where you get a bunch of copper piping from the Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever and solder all that together with blowtorch kind of solder. So how are you making it? So I'm guessing you're using ladder line maybe? Is that it?
Yeah, I'm using window line or ladder line or whatever they call it. Ladder line, window line, twin line. Stand by. Yeah, and the copper pipe J-pole is a great permanent antenna, but it works best on, from what I understand, it works best on VHF, not so good on UHF because of the diameter, the spacing between the elements because of the size of the pipe. So I think that messes it up. So it doesn't work that well as a dual band. I'm building a dual band antenna, so I'm using a twin lead, over.
That sounds cool. The dipole, I don't necessarily know if I told you that I want to make is, the antenna I want to make is a dipole, a sleeved dipole, which means that the center conductor goes up with the shielding, and then the shielding gets folded over about halfway down. So that's the rough idea behind the design, and the reasoning as to why I want to try and make that one over some of the others is because that I can just tie on the back of a backpack on paper and have a vertical manpack style radio of some sort.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea. What are you going to do, put it in PVC pipe? Like maybe half-inch PVC pipe?
I don't quite exactly know what right now. I've looked at some materials online, and for the center conductor style, I was going to maybe decide, as opposed to do a normal coaxial cable, I was going to try to take this weird metal. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it rolls out and it likes to stay straight normally, and then get some shielding wire and put some, heat shrink around the main conductor, and then put the shielding around that, and then bring the shielding back down with a layer of, insulative
material between the two. So, yeah.
Wow, I'd like to see that when you're done. I'd like to send me a picture when you're done. That sounds amazing. If it's the way I think it is, it's like the marine antennas. They don't require a ground plane, and it's like a marine antenna, I think, if I recall right, the last time I took one apart, they were made that way. You know, it goes up inside that fiberglass gray dome. There's a coax. The center coax goes up, and then the shield turns around and comes back the other way, as I recall. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Over.
Yeah, apparently it has a similar effect as a regular dipole in terms of a semi-spherical shape. Technically, it does not. It's a slightly weirder shape than a normal sphere, but closer to for most purposes. Which may or may not be the best for a Mantac style. Maybe a collinear might be better, but at the same point in time, I don't know too much about the collinear designs for antennas.
Yeah, after I got to get this J-pole to work, I was going to work on a collinear design. It's kind of complicated to explain on the radio, but if you look up that Ed Fong, that Edwin... Echo Delta, and then the last name is Foxtrot, Oscar, November, Golf. Ed Fong, look up his antennas, and he had a real interesting collinear that's real easy to make. You got to take little pieces of coax and cut them up into little pieces and solder them just the right way, and it makes a collinear 5/8/5/8 wave antenna. Over.
That's roughly the design that I've seen online before. I don't necessarily know how well they are transmitting, so that's great to help. Because the one time I've seen someone make that, they were building maybe at space 1.09 gigahertz antenna. And they built to try to get the best range, but then found out somewhere in.
Yeah, I'm losing you, Darren. I don't know if it's because my battery's getting low, or are you mobile, or are you on a handy talkie walking around? I don't know. I only caught like 15 to 20% of what you said. Over.
Wonderful. I'm right by the GM building where I probably should switch over from. The Detroit repeater to the Mount Clemens repeater, because by work the Detroit repeater works a lot better, and closer to home the Mount Clemens one worked a lot better. So that, yeah, the collinear designs I've seen were for picking up ADS-B, which is about 1.09 gigahertz or something like that.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's beyond the scope, beyond the capability of my radios. I don't have anything that goes up into the gigahertz. Hey, Darren, I got to go feed these dogs. They're going ballistic over here. But it was really nice talking to you. I want to talk to you again soon. Let me say 73, and this is NADZR. We're listening out.
Okay, NADZR, I'll talk to you later then.
Hello? Can I hit the repeater from here? I guess I'll have to look on the online site now to see if the thing actually works. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec, before I forget my Nick call sign.
Yeah, I think he's great too. I'd like to meet his mom and dad too, but I don't know. I just hope they don't think we're a bunch of creepy old freaks or something, you know. Giving them radios and stuff. It'd be nice if they could meet some of us. They're gonna meet Hot Apple Pie up there in a parking lot at some store someplace in Imlay. Over.
KZAKGL on MI5.
This is NADZR. We're in the car now, Tom. Over.
You're good, Brian. I just got a phone call. KCAKGO.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing 123.
NADZR, monitoring statewide 1.
W8AOR, mobile, statewide 1.